FreeTalkLive.com. This show is Free Talk Live, and it could be your show, for a moment at least. You can call in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever topic you like, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Literally anything goes at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so again, plenty of time for you to get your calls in about absolutely anything. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. That's right. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on this particular webpage to prove that Free Talk Live has ladies listening. And not only do we have women listening to the show, they're so dedicated to the show, they've taken the time to send us their photograph. And in some cases, they've taken the time to specially take a photograph with them holding up a sign that proves that they listen to Free Talk Live. We call those our validated Shriners. And we just got a new one. Her name is Zoe, and she's from Australia. She's a web designer, so you should go check her out at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Manwich, you had some additional comments on Pope Ratzinger.
Ratzinger.
Well, it's not Pope Ratzinger, it's Pope Benedictine.
Pope Benedict so-and-so.
Yes. Well, my point was is that he, in fact, is not a great symbol for youth, because in his youth, he was part of the Hitler Youth Program.
Uh-huh.
And to me, now, I'm not saying that he's a Nazi. I'm not saying that.
No.
I am saying, though, that, he took the easy road.
Because we all did stupid things as kids.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
But I'm not proposing to be Pope. Right?
Right.
Yeah. I never.
Manwich I.
The Pope, if he's going to be a symbol for kids, or you claim that he's going to be a good symbol for kids, is then...
Is that what they claim?
That was what was proposed.
Okay. That's what one of our callers claimed.
There you go.
Okay.
And, you know, as a 14-year-old in the Hitler Youth, he took the easy road. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean by that? The easy road?
It was easy. If he had said, I'm not joining the Hitler Youth, they're a bunch of bad people for a bad cause killing Jewish folks.
Okay. To be fair to this guy, and I'm no fan of organized religion. I'm no fan of the Pope. I mean, I already said last hour that this guy seems like a real jerk. But to be fair, if you're 14 years old, you don't necessarily, your decisions are not necessarily as they would be when you're 30 years old. You're a different person at 14 than you are at 24 even, okay? And so a decision like that, especially... I'm sure there was a little bit of coercion involved.
I'm sure there's more than a little.
Okay. Can you imagine you've got SS agents going through the streets doing no-knock searches on houses looking for Jewish people? And, you know, as a reason to keep the authorities away from your house, you sign up for the Hitler Youth. Perhaps that was what it was all about, you know? Just to, like you said, it was the easy road out, but it was probably like a more sensible option than drawing more undue attention to his family. Maybe that was what it was. I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to get you to see another potential choice.
All I'm saying on it is that this is the symbol being held up to our youth this is how you got to act, kids. Take the easy road. Kill Jews if it saves your family. No, sorry.
Did the Hitler Youth actually kill Jews?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't, but they were part of the organization.
What did they do anyway? Besides, as far
as I know, they were the Boy Scouts.
I know that they were encouraged to rat. I know that much.
I'm sure. The kids in the Boy Scouts, if your parents are doing drugs.
Yeah.
Well, Ratzinger in particular, he's assistant to Nazi aircraft unit. In Hitler Youth. He built tank barriers at the Austrian-Hungarian border. He sure did his part.
Okay.
Also, when he had the opportunity in 1945, he deserted from the German military. Like, I'm not saying that he supported this whole operation.
Hasn't he come out against preemptive war?
I don't know that he has.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I thought I saw something about that today. I didn't look into it too closely because I really don't care about the Pope that much. I'm interested in what Jason mentioned, that he is all for the priest being celibate. And I think that that's just silly. He doesn't like the idea that women can be priests. I think that that's just asinine. And so I'm certainly not a fan of the Pope. And I can't imagine I would have been a fan of any of the Popes.
Right.
Well,
and that's
just
really
not a fan
the
of organized
point.
Religion.
That's the other point is, you know, a Pope can't do anything right by my recollection because, you know, I don't really like the Catholic religion.
And you
know, all along, they've just been conciliatory towards dictators, to my mind, and, you know, they've just been around too long, had too many opportunities to screw up, and...
Yeah, and the Pope is really the only person of faith in the world who knows that Christianity is a sham.
How's that?
Really?
Well, the Pope is supposed to be able to have his direct line with God, right?
I don't know. I mean, you're the one who went to Catholic school.
Right. Well, the Pope is supposed to be able to directly speak with God.
Really? I had no idea.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Now, do you only get this direct line after you become Pope?
When you're the Pope. If you're the Pope,
so,
you can talk with
him via calling card.
What was he before? What was he before he was a Pope? He was like a chief
he was a
semi-Pope?
Cardinal. Yes.
A cardinal.
He was a
semi-Pope.
A cardinal and a prefect in the...
So, in the Catholic religion, only the Pope can communicate with God.
Only the
no
Pope.
No cardinals can.
Nope.
No
you
priests.
You can
no
pray
cardinals.
And hope something happens, but the Pope actually speaks to God.
On a two-way basis. Like,
right.
God talks back to the Pope kind of thing.
Right.
But only once he becomes a Pope. So as soon as that white smoke or whatever came out of the pipe on top of the Vatican...
God welcomed him.
Right.
He got his first call from God.
Right. maybe it's like a, you know, the red phone that they have in the White House, a direct line.
I always imagined it like the line to Commissioner Gordon from Bruce Wayne's mansion.
So that phone.
The God phone.
The
you know what? Phone. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. I had no idea about that.
Well, I wouldn't agree that he's the Catholic, and I couldn't say, but I would say that the Pope is the direct line of, you know, they've had an unbroken line of quote-unquote popes from, you know, St. Peter was the you know, original to, I mean, not that he thought that he was the Pope. He didn't even know what the term was. But
so
know.
Is the Pope the only person in the world, according to the Catholic religion, that can speak with God?
Yep.
Wow. So kind of. So I guess the concept is he gets elected to be Pope, and then God gives him a phone call and says, "It's been a few days. I haven't talked to anybody in a while." Right.
I imagine that the Pope.
All I ever hear is, "Give me this. Give me that. God help me here."
Why not thank me every once in a while? A bunch of jerks.
I bet they. I'm sure that lots of people are very.
Oh yeah.
But your gratitude's a big thing in the church.
Your contention is, Jason, that because he's supposed to be the only person who can legitimately speak with God,
he's the only person of faith who knows that it's all BS.
That means that. Well, maybe he really believes he can speak with God. Don't you think that's possible?
Well, there's a distinct difference between thinking you hear something and actually conversing with someone or something else.
Interesting. Does he do it in public, or is it a private
thing? No, it's a very private thing.
Got it. Is there a room? Is there a room dedicated to it in the Vatican?
I don't know that much.
Fascinating. I had no idea. 800-259-9231. Well,
it's not
so basically,
it's dumb.
According to the Catholic religion, all of the other people who are in the world that claim to have a connection with God, and there are plenty of them.
Oh, they're crazy.
All of them are just kooks.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just more evidence that religions hate each other. They just don't get along with one another. Religions, you know, if you're not the member of the right religion, then you're not going to heaven. That's the message of most religions.
He actually said that.
Really?
I believe it was yesterday or today.
If you're not a Catholic, you're going to hell.
He said Catholicism's the only way to the gates of heaven.
Well,
no, he said that there was no, that's not what he said. He said that there were plenty of religions that you know, were along that line. He definitely was clear that Christians are the only ones going to heaven. But
I thought he said Catholics.
No, he included Lutheran, you know, basically, you know, most denominations of Christianity because they subscribe to the right tenets of.
You know, what's really disgusting though is that he gets so much press. I mean, when they picked the new pope, he was the top story all over the place.
Oh yeah,
he's no more of a world leader than the head of the Presbyterian Church or the head of the whatever the Hindu Church.
Yes,
or,
he is.
I don't agree with it. He's just some kook in a white uniform. Anyway, hey, speaking of kooks, a bunch of people in Chicago have decided they've seen the Virgin Mary in an underpass stain. Yes, that's right. A homeless man urinated on the wall, and no, we'll get to the details coming up. It's just amazing what these people will do. And if you've got comments or you want to change the topic completely, you can take control, toll-free, at 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming for your listening pleasure. It's absolutely free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com, whether it be the broadband stream or the dial-up stream. We've got one that will fit your internet connection, so go check it out. freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We do it till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so again, plenty of time for you to control the show. Otherwise, we'll tell you about the situation in Chicago, Illinois. We've kind of had a Catholic theme tonight. We've talked about the Pope and the Catholic religion, and apparently the Pope's the only man that can actually talk to God. Well, apparently the Pope doesn't have control over where the Virgin Mary will show up next, because now she's popped up in Chicago, Illinois. This from the Associated Press. A steady stream of the faithful and the curious, many carrying flowers and candles, have flocked to an expressway underpass. You know, the place where the hobos usually live?
Yep.
Flocked to an expressway underpass for a view of a yellow and white stain on a concrete wall that some believe is the image of the Virgin Mary.
Yuck. Why would the Virgin Mary show up there?
Well, now, the religious people would argue and say, well, why was Jesus born in a barn? Or whatever the hell. You know, that he wasn't exactly born in a glamorous fashion, so that could be the argument here.
Sure.
Police have patrolled the emergency turnoff area under the Kennedy Expressway since Monday, as hundreds of people have walked down to see the image and the growing memorial of flowers and candles that surround it. Beside the image is an artist rendering of the Virgin Mary embracing Pope John Paul II in a pose some see echoed in the stain. We believe it's a miracle, said Evelila Tello, age 42. We have faith and we can see her face. Tuesday morning, women knelt with rosary beads behind a... Now, what's a rosary bead?
It is a prayer bead. I'll let the Catholic answer.
Well, it's this thing that looks like a necklace. But Catholicism expresses that it is not to be used as a necklace.
No.
Just an aid for prayer.
Huh.
There are many, 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 many beads on a rosary, and I think the small ones represent some sort of prayer, and the big ones represent another prayer.
Our Father.
A bigger prayer.
The Hail Marys are the small ones, and Our Fathers are the big ones.
Okay.
Well, so wait, each bead represents a prayer?
Yes.
Yes.
And you put it on the string when you
and
make
you can
the prayer?
Use them differently. No, you move them along. You just, like, touch the bead. It reminds you where you are in your
prayer. You kind of, like, fidget with it while you pray, basically.
Yes. You sort of go around the thing and just keep on praying.
Uh-huh. Now, so if you put it on, is it a violation of the Catholic law?
Well, I don't think you're going to go to hell for it, necessarily,
no.
But it's not a necklace.
It's not a necklace. Even though it looks a hell of a lot like a necklace,
right.
If
not
beads,
a necklace.
Beads, chains,
if
not a necklace.
If you're spotted with one on, will you have a stern talking to?
Well, I would suspect if you're at church with and you come in wearing your rosary beads, you know, it's probably the same as walking into a Baptist church and dragging your Bible behind you with a string behind you. You know, I mean, like, it's just like, what are you doing?
Okay, and now I understand. All right, so women knelt in front of this image of the Virgin Mary with rosary beads behind a police barricade, while men in work shirts stood solemnly before the image praying. A police officer kept the crowd of about three dozen from getting too close to the traffic, but it didn't stop them from gathering around the stain.
Yee-hoo, three dozen of them, huh?
Well, they're probably constantly cycling through, man. Which, I mean, I'm sure there's only so much room underneath this overpass.
Is this news, really?
Huh?
Come on, is this news, really?
Is it news? To Catholics, it is. This is a miracle.
I don't think...
Evelila Tello said it was a miracle.
I don't think that the majority of Catholics...
She's older than you. She knows better.
Right. Like, she could take advantage of me.
According to the Illinois Department of Transportation, the stain is likely the result of salt runoff. So when it rains, I guess there's salt in the area, and that has created
stains.
Allegedly the stain. The agency says...
You know, they say a million monkeys in a room with typewriters, and they're bound to come out with all the works of Shakespeare at some point or another.
The agency does not plan to scrub it off the wall. According to spokesman bureaucrat Mike Claffey, we're treating this just like we treat any type of roadside memorial. We have no plans to clean this site. That's because they just don't clean underpasses, period.
Well, I would say that they probably aren't going to clean it because they would get a lot of trouble. You know,
it would
cause
quite a stir.
Yes, it would.
The Roman Catholic Archdiocese...
Somebody's
going to
vandalize it, as they did with the...
Oh, yeah.
The
Well, we're going to get to that here. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago has not received any request to authenticate the image as of Monday. And he says, the Archdiocese says... Well, these things don't happen every day. Sometimes people ask us to look into it. Most of the time they don't. Depends on the individual who sees it. To them, it's real. To them, it reaffirms their faith. But onlooker Victor Robles, age 36, said he was skeptical about the stain's Virgin Mary resemblance. He said, I just see a concrete wall and an image that could happen anywhere. If that image helps more people feel closer to God, well, maybe that's a good sign. Worldwide,
I'm with him.
Worldwide, people have been drawn to images believed to resemble the Virgin Mary seen on windows, fence posts, and walls. Among the best known in the United States was an image seen in office windows, right here in our very own Clearwater, Florida.
Yep.
Within weeks, 500,000 people have been to the site. people were literally traveling from all over the world mm-hmm. to come see this Virgin Mary who was on a piece of glass. On an
office building. It was a couple stories high, wasn't
right.
it?
Glass experts believe the image was created by a chemical reaction and corrosion of the metallic elements in the glass coating, but they could not explain why it took the shape it did. It's an unsolved mystery. And apparently an 18-year-old kid last year at some point took a slingshot to it and actually broke the window. And he spent 10 days in jail as a result of that.
I would say that something like that's going to happen in Chicago with the salt runoff stain. I mean, people just, it's mean, but people are going to do that kind of thing.
I think, I think the kid did it at nighttime. So, I mean, as long as there's people cycling through there to take a look at this thing, it'll probably stay up for a while. Because I think this kid did it in the dead of night when there was hardly anybody there. But even when this 18-year-old kid broke the window in Clearwater, there were still people coming to see this thing on a daily basis. After a year, after it had been a year since it had been up, still it was like a tourist attraction. Amazing. I mean, amazing to me that people, and they show pictures of the people standing there looking at this, which is a stain.
A wall.
And I just wonder to myself, how long do they stand there and gawk?
Can't you, like, I'm wondering, didn't they have that one, wasn't a toasted cheese sandwich with Mary,
yes.
Mary on it?
It was being sold on eBay, I believe. Hey,
couldn't you take, like, a piece of bread and put a stencil on there and just get out a little blowtorch and...
Right.
You know, make your own... You know, Virgin Mary. Or even you could have a Shroud of Turin toasted
right.
cheese sandwich. You could have the Virgin Mary. I mean, you could pick your favorite saint. You know, you could have St. Francis of Assisi and bunnies. And
yeah.
you could just have like a whole little hobby.
Maybe we could get a little bit of publicity for Free Talk Live. Maybe you could set that up, Manwich, and we could send out a press release. Your talk show host opens his lunch to discover a Virgin Mary sandwich. A piece of cheese shaped like Jesus Christ's. Crown of corns.
Crown of corns.
Yes,
how about that?
Crown of corns. 800-259-9200.
It's a good thing that they don't interview you about it because you don't know anything about
Thank
religion.
You know, he actually called it a crown of maize.
our Native American brothers would call it maize.
Yeah, you know, man, which I did go to church for a number of years, so I know something about religion.
Something.
I know enough to know I don't like
it. You're lucky the building's still standing.
What, the one up in Tampa?
The one that you went to.
Oh, the church?
Yes.
They're doing just fine. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. We got all kinds of stuff. We got piracy. We've got the IRS wide open. I don't know where we're going next, but it'll be good. Unless you take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. Just do it toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting there. So join us. It's free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, the show about your calls. Let's talk to Brian in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Menwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian.
All right. My question is regarding my email last night. You guys read on the show?
Yes.
What I want to know is why you guys think a republic is better than a democracy.
Because in a republic, you have rights. They are granted to you by... the rights are not granted.
You have the rights anyway.
You have the rights anyway.
The rights are recognized.
They are outlined for you by a document. And in our case, that document is the Constitution of the United States of America, which outlines the Bill of Rights. And... in a democracy, on the other hand, the majority would rule, whereas in a democracy, the majority can decide what is best for you or for them, but they can vote. So if they want to sodomize you on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl, if 51% of them decide it's a good idea, then that's where you're going, buddy.
Or to give a more real-life example, like in like we said last night in San Francisco, where they're going to put a gun ban on the ballot for people to vote on. They cannot vote away your rights, but in a democracy, they're not supposed to be able to, at least in the United States, but in a democracy,
They can throw it on the ballot and try to sell it all they can.
Does that make sense, Brian?
It does make sense, but I understand what you're saying. My problem is that a lot of times the people we elect to represent our views do not, you know, and that, I think that's the flaw with it, is that they don't represent what the people want. Now, that's their job.
I agree with that, too.
Voting. Yep.
I agree with that, but I mean, you know, the thing is the people that I want to represent me, the majority of people aren't going to vote for.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to be underrepresented anyway.
Right, that's why we're moving to New Hampshire.
Well, there you go. That's what I think, is that each local government should be able to... You should have a democracy bit in each local government. That way, if they didn't... You lived in a town where they didn't agree with what you believed in, you could always go to another town.
Well, by proxy, Brian, you do have... I mean, but in that case, you could have the democracy vote to close the borders of the town and keep everybody in and keep everybody else out. Like Manwich was saying, the point is...
If that's what everybody there wants, though, why not let them do that? Wouldn't they be free to do that?
Well, because if you're in the 49% that didn't want to lock down the borders, you're trapped there. That's why. That's why we have the ability to travel. That's why I have the right to bear arms. That's why we have the right to freedom of speech. You know, so we can counter tyrannical democracies like that.
Well, couldn't we also protect the right and also still have a democracy? I mean,
no, that's more close to what a republic is. Like Manwich was explaining, you're democratically electing representatives. Now, whether or not they represent you is another case, and that's why it has the trappings of democracy, but it's not a true democracy in the purest sense of the word. Believe me, Brian, you don't want to live in a democracy. Because if you're in the minority, you're screwed. And if you're in the majority, you've got... It's nice for a little while, because then you're living off the fruits of the minority. But eventually, if the minority becomes a majority, then they're going to get back at you.
Yeah, that was why I thought, you know, that it would be better to have it on a local level. That way, you know, like I said, you could go to a place where you were a majority of views, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, Brian, and that's kind of what federalism is all about. But it's not about, you're using the word democracy like it's a good thing, and there's no scenario at all where it is. Federalism, though, would be kind of close to what you're looking for, and that is where each state still has to operate underneath the, you know, the Bill of Rights and has to respect the rights that everybody has. They would not be able to vote away those rights. But each state can definitely tweak things a little bit and give you additional reasons to come to their state or reasons to stay away from their state. Like, for instance, I would never move to Utah just because it's too, you know, it's too... Right, and so it goes on to an extent today, but because we have this huge federal government with all of the federal money, and what the federal government does is it hands out money to each of the states, and it says, hey, if you join this program, like this Department of Transportation or this Department of Education program, you can have this money, and that way you'll be like every other state who's taking the money. So the states are becoming more homogenous. You know, we're becoming more the same, where I agree with you, Brian, we should have different states. We should have a choice. There should be, you know, the socialists really should move to California, and the free marketeers really should move to New Hampshire, and the freaky zealotous Christians really should move to Utah.
Well, where am I going to go?
Well, it depends on who you are, Brian. And depends on what you want.
Once you finally convert to see the light of libertarianism, you'll come to New Hampshire.
Well, because I just don't... I'm tired of people telling me how to live my life. You know, if you want to go tell people how to live their lives, go live in Utah.
And that's really what democracy is. It's the opportunity to tell the majority to tell the minority what to do.
And, there's no reason why in the world the majority knows what the hell they're talking about.
Well, I know that, like, no one's going to be pleased no matter what, you know, system that we come up with. I just think that
Except,
it seems to me that it's representing the most people.
Yeah, and that's what sucks.
Good, you know what
yes,
I mean?
it represents the majority at the cost of the minority, Brian.
Well, and you can, everybody can be pleased in a republic, because then the rights of every individual are respected. And as long as the individuals don't want to place their will on other people, for instance, I don't like people smoking in public, let's pass a law against smoking in public. You know, those kind of folks... They're not going to be pleased.
Well, the reason why people
can't control other folks.
The reason why people aren't pleased in life today is because other people are trying to control them through the processes that we have here. You've got interest group versus interest group, the gays versus the religious people. You've got all kinds of people trying to control their situation in their state, and people don't like it. That's why we're going to New Hampshire, where the control level will be lessened and everybody will be happy. That's why there are Christians in the Free State Project, and there are atheists in the Free State Project, because we know that if we make government smaller, take those mechanisms of control away from the people who desire them the most, and set people free, they'll be able to live their life how they please, and no one else will care.
Well, I'm for that.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate the phone call, man. All right. We'll see you later. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Joe in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, listen, I think your argument's kind of fictitious about a republic versus a democracy. We're living in an oligarchy right now.
I agree with you. Sure.
Okay. And I think a good example of this are the major medias, Fox, NBC, CNN, et cetera. They could care less how you vote, so-called conservative or liberal. They're the ones with the money and of course, the power. And I'm a good example of this. My name is Joe Robinson, and I'm just kind of a nobody.
Allegedly. Okay.
We don't want you getting hate mail or anything, Joe. We're scared for
it. Well, this is way beyond this. I through a series of accidents and bad decisions, I managed to tweak the noses of some of these power brokers, and they use some of these talk show guys like Conan O'Brien, nonsense, worthless guy, but they pay him millions of dollars. And I tend to get my name slandered on national TV. That's how they use the media. It's worthless. I mean, the media wasn't used. Well, I don't think it was meant, or at least the founding fathers wouldn't have.
Joe, we got about 20 more seconds for you, so give us your final thoughts.
Well, there's a pain weapon that the U.S. is developing, and they use it against guys like me. It's
actually been used on you, Joe?
You actually felt the so-called pain gun thing?
Are you familiar with the NSA?
Yeah, man. Yes. That's frightening. Thanks for the call, man.
There is no such agency.
Yeah, watch yourself. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts, hundreds of users, all there interacting for free at freetalklive.com. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to get to an email here in mere moments.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Russ emails the show, subject line, time to revolt, and then he gives us a link to an article that Jason actually had tonight.
Yep.
About apparently their Bush is expected to sign a law that essentially makes it a crime punishable by up to 3 years in jail for a user to put a single copy of a film, software program, or music file in a shared folder and should have known the copyrighted work had not been commercially released. Why are people allowing this, Russ asks. Why haven't people picked up their sticks, baseball bats, and crowbars against these bureaucrats? These laws are ridiculous. I really hope the New Hampshire's Libertarian Free State Project works out so I can move there. Keep up the good work, guys. Your faithful listener, Russ. Well, Russ, we certainly appreciate you listening and emailing the show. And in regards to the Free State Project comment, hopefully, Russ, you'll change your mind and decide to join the Free State Project and come to New Hampshire and help it work there. Because the Free State Project's going to work, I mean, with or without you, but it'll be quicker if you join.
Yep.
Like, if you believe in liberty, if you believe in freedom, and you're serious about it, it's your only choice, really. It's really the only thing that you can do that really means something. I mean, it's okay to be an activist in your area of the country, but really, you're deluded.
As long as you like wasting your time.
You're deluded. I mean, you're not wasting your time. You're still converting people slowly to liberty. But you're not going to get the attention that we're getting in New Hampshire, that the Free State Project members are getting up there.
Especially in Florida.
Especially in Florida, or wherever it is that you live. So definitely consider joining the Free State Project, Russ. So what's going on? Give me the details on this, Jason, with this whole file-sharing threat from the government.
Well, and this is from the St. Pete Times. Fledgling technology that helps parents prevent children from watching movie scenes depicting sex, violence, or foul language won new legal protections Tuesday under a bill Congress is sending to President Bush. Now, this is tied in with the pirate.
What they're talking about is that you can skip ahead past this. We'll just summarize what this
right.
is. There are DVD players that are being sold, or there's some sort of technology that's being sold, and I think some DVD players have it as an option, where you can flip on the basically parental option, and it will start editing the DVDs on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, apparently you don't actually have to buy an edited DVD, a sanitized DVD. You know, for instance, they will take out the violent scenes. They'll take out the sex scenes. They'll bleep out the dirty words. Somehow this technology is able to do it to the movie as it plays, which is, it's an amazing sounding technology. And
well, I think it's just for mainstream movies.
Probably, yeah. And what they're doing is they're reassuring the companies that are behind this that they won't be violating any sort of copyright law or any they won't be able that Hollywood won't be able to come after them for having this technology.
Right.
And I'm all for that technology. If that's what you want, if you want to shield
sure.
your kids, if you're one of those parents that thinks that you can shield your kids from the real world, by all means, if this helps you in your mission, have at it. As long as you don't force me to have it on my DVD.
Right. right. Your well, children will be ill-prepared for the real world.
But isn't the government passing a law that says that the Hollywood movies have to make their movies so that these DVD players can...
I don't think that... Not as I read it, no.
Okay, right.
They're just saying that the people that are doing this can't be feeling like they're going to be threatened by Hollywood. Because the Hollywood's not too pleased with it because, you know, their opinion is it's infringing on the director's vision.
Well, that's
and
not fair because they make those movies for the airlines. I mean, they're sanitized movies for the mm-hmm. airlines. Why
right.
don't they sell those sanitized movies to the people who want sanitized movies?
They are, apparently. Yeah. They're
not doing a very good job of it.
Okay, you're right. They're not selling sanitized versions, and that's where this technology is coming into play. So the other part of the bill is what, Jason?
What's the second part? Oh, there are a few parts, actually.
Okay.
Well, it would also make it a federal crime to use video cameras to record films in movie theaters, and it would set tough penalties of up to 10 years in prison for anyone caught distributing a movie or song before its commercial release.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy. Up to 10 years in prison for basically getting your hands on the latest Britney Spears song before it's officially released on, you know, the CD Tuesday at Best Buy?
Can't wait to put somebody in prison for that and spend all that $50,000 a year on keeping them incarcerated.
That's really worthwhile. That's brilliant. And by the way, these guys that record movies in theaters with a video camera, have you ever seen one of these things?
Oh, it's awful.
It's atrocious.
Yeah, usually the framing is totally off. It'll be on a different angle than the screen
mm-hmm.
is on.
Because they're sitting down aiming upwards or
right.
whatever.
You get the sound of the audience reacting to the movie.
Yeah, right.
It's really low quality.
Now, from the research that I've done, in some cases, it'll be an inside job. In some cases, some kid that works at the theater actually hooks his camera, you know, sets the camera up on a tripod, actually up in the projection booth and somehow runs an audio cable into the camera so you can actually get the audio direct from the movie. So there are some that are a slight bit better than the ones with the people holding it in the seats, but really the quality, you're filming something that's being projected onto a screen. You lose so much quality like that. It's really just you've got to be a desperate soul to watch these things. You really just have to be totally obsessed.
Well, there's a market for it.
With movies. There's a market for it, but I think that a lot of the people that download these movies, I think if they like the movie, they're more likely to go see it in the theater because it looks a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to go see it in the theater?
Right, instead of on your little 15-inch or 17-inch computer monitor. More Free Talk Live on the way.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something new to tell you about the show, you'll be one of the first to know it if you're a member of the updates list. So we're talking about this new law that President Bush is expected to sign, and I guess the reason why he's expected to sign it is because he signs everything that comes in front of him.
Absolutely everything.
I don't think he has ever vetoed a law over 4 years in office. And so this particular law is going to make it illegal for anybody to film a movie that's being projected in a theater. You are not allowed by law, after this is going to be passed, to have a handheld video camera in there and record the movie. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to scare the pirates into not actually pirating these films. Because when somebody goes into a theater and records the movie, they then take it home, digitize it, and put it online, and then thousands of people download it around the world.
Or can actually buy it. If, say, in New York, you can actually buy DVDs of movies that are out
on the street,
currently out in theaters.
But they're awful
representations. Yeah,
most of them are terrible quality.
You have to be an obsessee over whatever the movie is to
To my mind, it's theft to download those or buy those. And that said, I think that they're such awful quality that there's no need for a rule, and I certainly wouldn't put the thief of them in jail for up to 10 years.
Right. Right. See, even though you think it's theft, I'm totally with you on that, man, which it's such a waste of... And imagine, how much police resources are they going to spend on this? How much money are they going to spend on that end of it?
I feel like it's a problem that takes care of itself.
Are we going to tie up our courts?
The quality is so bad that... I mean,
if you download or purchase one of these, you say, why wouldn't I just go to the theater?
Now, some of them are better than others. There are also screeners. There are the people that sit in the theaters, but there are also people that manage to get their hands on the screeners, which are either DVDs or VHS cassette tapes that the actual movie companies send out to, like, reviewers mm-hmm. and other people in the industry. And so they get their hands on these screeners, and they digitize those. In that case, you're looking at something with a decent level of watchable quality. But nonetheless, like you said, Manwich, you don't want to put these people in prison for this, do you?
Well, the screener isn't what the law is about, though. The law is
The screener is about the law. They specify that there's a punishment if you're caught videotaping in a theater.
Okay.
But the other part is they specify like a minimum 3-year sentence.
Minimum 3-year sentence?
3-year sentence. Maybe it's... Yeah, I think it's minimum.
It's shooting in the theater, it's up to 3 years. For distribution, it's up to 10 years.
Now, that's like a first offense kind of thing. The other point of this law is that if you're caught with a song or movie pre-release, that's what this is focusing on. If you have the movie before it's out, you're being punished. So it doesn't matter if it's a screener or whatever.
I'm sorry, to my mind, if the movie critics are sending out these movies pre-screen, mm-hmm. Then it's like a secret. It's not a secret once you tell somebody anymore. That's their fault. They sent it out. You know, they want the benefit of having the good reviews. Well,
right.
That's the risk they take for that benefit.
And it's still...
I don't want to put people in prison for this.
Right, and I just really can't say, despite all the crying that Hollywood and the RIAA do about this issue, I really can't see it hurting their bottom lines that much.
I don't think it does.
If somebody likes the movie, they're going to buy it. Whether or not they buy the ticket or they buy the DVD later on, they're going to buy it. If they don't like it, well, make better movies. 1-800-259-9231. What am I doing with that number? We're out of here. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Tomorrow night we'll be back, though, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. And in the meantime, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...